Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
I've fallen to pieces por la última vez.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Singer, fiddler, and songwriter Carrie Rodriguez is from Austin, Texas, and her music has deep roots in Texas fiddling and the wide range of sounds we call Americana. But her great-aunt was a well-known singer of rancheras, the rural folk songs of Mexico back in the 1940s, and Carrie's new album, called Lola, is full of her own contemporary, bilingual, Texan-inflected take on the ranchera form, as well as her versions of some of those older songs. The album comes out on February 19th. I've heard it. It's lovely. And now you're going to get a chance to hear some of those songs, too. Here's Carrie Rodriguez with Luke Jacobs on guitar doing Llano Estacado live on Soundcheck.
La vida en Salina Cruz, oh, she headed north with her family to the land of opportunity. Martha, she can sing a blues, oh, on the line, oh, estacado, the play in a pueblo olvidado where no one knows her name. Martha, she can't settle in, oh, a thousand miles from their next of kin, oh. But little brother, he don't seem to mind. He can't recall life they left behind. And Martha, she can't settle in, oh, on the line, oh, estacado, always toward the play in a pueblo olvidado. La migra came to town today, oh. They closed the plant and took her dad away, oh. Oh, Martha and little brother hid, and mama cried like a little kid. La migra came to town today, oh, on the line, oh, estacado, always toward the play in a pueblo olvidado where no one knows her name. On the line, oh, estacado, always toward the play. It's just outside of nowhere where no one knows her name.
That is Carrie Rodriguez and Luke Jacobs live in the Soundcheck studio with Carrie's song called Llano Estacado. which you'll find on her forthcoming record called Lola, out on February 19th. Luke, as I mentioned, playing the guitar, I mentioned, Carrie, that you are a fiddler, but you're obviously holding a very different instrument right now. This is a tenor guitar?
Tenor guitar. It's a four-string guitar, John.
With a kind of a shorter, narrower neck.
Yeah.
And a very different sound, almost getting up to like parlor guitar territory.
Yeah.
If you're familiar with those 19th century instruments.
Actually, that's true. And I think back, in the earlier part of the century, they used tenor guitars like in big string bands where they already had two or three guitars. So the tenor would kind of take up that higher space sonically. Yeah.
So now that song, Llano Estacado, that doesn't mean anything, right? That's a name?
It's a name of a place. And if you were to pronounce it in Spanish, it would be Llano Estacado. But in Texas, we say the Llano Estacado. It's a really lonely, lonely stretch of Texas, kind of up north towards the Panhandle. It's where my grandmother was born, actually. And Luke helped me write that song. We've driven through that stretch of Texas quite a bit on the road. Now it's just full of ghost towns.
Well, so let me ask you about the writing of a song like that. When you were writing it, I mean, immigration has always been an issue, but now, in the midst of the presidential campaign, it's become like, a hot button topic.
Yeah.
Did you intend that to have kind of political overtones when you wrote it?
I wouldn't say I was doing that intentionally. I mean, that is in our atmosphere right now. It's so heavy out there. When I started working on this project, originally I thought I was going to be recording all songs in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
My idea was to record all these classic ranchera songs, rearrange them. But as I started digging into that music and into my family's past, learning more about my great aunt who sang that music, I became so inspired to write songs.
Mm.
And then I thought, well, I can't exactly write songs in Spanish. I speak Spanish, but it's not my first language. So, the songs ended up, well, some are in Spanglish, and a lot of them are about issues, concerning being a Mexican-American in Texas and what that means. And, stories started coming up to the surface from my childhood, stories I'd heard about La Migra, coming and closing down a plant, for example.
Well, and the key word there seems to be stories, because these are not just songs. I mean, each one does tell a story. You're following a character and something is happening. Is that what a ranchera? Is that the original form?
Ranchera really is country music, actually. The origins of it were, as people were moving in Mexico from the countryside to the cities, I think they started writing songs about, yearning for their homeland and yearning for that sense of place that they didn't quite have in the city, and telling stories about where they were from, and I think that is very much what American country music is, too. I mean, one of the cool things about this project was seeing all the parallels, all the similarities in, country, American country versus Mexican country, ranchera.
Yeah.
They're very similar.
And for many Americans for whom the term ranchera may seem exotic and foreign, we've had them as part of our pop culture for a fairly long time.
That is so true.
I mean, Desi Arnaz used to sing them on like the early days of TV, pre-I Love Lucy.
Right.
And the song that you actually start this album with, Perfidia, is everybody's recorded this, from Glenn Miller to The Ventures.
Yeah, Nat King Cole did a version in English. I mean, everyone knows this melody. It's such a fabulous melody.
The song is Perfidia. Take a listen. This is from the album called Lola by Carrie Rodriguez.
Mi amor, si puedes tú con Dios hablar, pregúntale si yo alguna vez te he dejado de
So that is Perfidia. That is probably, Carrie, the most, for Americans, probably the most familiar theme from this Mexican country music, these rancheras.
Yeah.
So, and it reminds me, listening just again to that clip,
I think it was Calvin Trillin used to have this kind of running gag in some of his writings about how there are no Spanish language songs without the word corazón somewhere.
That's true. Yeah.
And there it was in that little clip from Perfidia. All right, so you mentioned that you have a family history with this. Your great aunt was a noted singer of these songs back in the 40s.
Yeah, yeah. Her name was Eva Garza. And she was quite a bit older than my grandmother. I never met her. She died young, in her 40s, actually.
Wow.
My great aunt was born in 1917 in San Antonio, Texas. And she somehow made it up to New York City at a very young age. And her first gig was singing out of Radio City Music Hall on Voice of America.
Wow.
So she was singing in Spanish. Once a week, she'd get up and sing a song to wherever troops were stationed all over the world, including Central and South America. And that's what got her start, her recording start.
So, you know, growing up, were there records by Great Aunt Eva, you know, in the living room that you could just put on and listen to?
Well, you know, there were records. My grandmother had all of her records, including some gold records. And my grandmother used to, you know, talk about her sister and sort of brag about her. And I guess when I was younger, I almost thought she might be exaggerating,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Until one day it wasn't until I moved up to New York, actually. It's in my early 20s. And my grandmother sent me a stack of CDs that were all burned from her old vinyls. And I remember just sitting down on the couch and crying, listening to this music.
Y en vez de enojarme, como tú has creído, di vuelta la cara y me puse a reír. Si lloro, no creas que es por tu cariño que ya lo he perdido. No vale la pena derramar más lágrimas por un amor. Ya lloré bastante cuando imaginaba que me olvidarías. Antes sí lloraba, pero ya no lloro por tu corazón.
I couldn't believe I was related to this voice. It's such a powerful, emotive voice. And her recordings, you know, are surrounded by strings and horns.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah, the orchestrations on some of those old records are pretty extraordinary.
Yeah.
But the record is not called Eva. It's called Lola.
Yeah.
Presumably a reference to Lola Bertrand.
Mm-hmm.
So she's sort of the, what would you say, the Sinatra, the Ellington, the Ella of ranchera music?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, Lola was heavy duty. She was so heavy duty. They actually called her El Rey, the king, masculine, because she sang this famous ranchera tune called The King, I Am the King, this real macho song, and she didn't change the gender when she sang it because she just was so powerful. And I wrote a song about Lola. It's called I Dreamed I Was Lola Beltran. And you were Javier Solis. And so he was like a heartthrob, too, of the era, great singer.
And we are we're dancing.
Dancing. And you're singing to me. But yeah, it was just a daydream of being alive during my great aunt's time, during Lola's time, and what that would have been like, the glamour. And those Mexican films are spectacular, too, from that era.
And singers generally did go on to a second career acting, right?
They all did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my great aunt also. I've seen some video clips of her, you know, doing scenes where you're at a dance, you know, at a nightclub, and she's singing to the crowd.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we hear the song that you wrote called I Dreamed I Was Lola Beltran. It's from the album Lola, but we're going to hear a live performance. And so Carrie still has the tenor guitar, and Luke, you're switching to a lap steel for this one?
That is correct.
All right. Once again, a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
In a worn out picture frame, y en el otro lado, the date is written by your name, monochrome, but I know those lips were red. Ribbon microphone. Parties, CBS, film and flash and lens and light and such. Give me a photograph that I can touch. I dreamed I was Lola Beltran, and you were Javier Solis, and we were baila, baila, bailando, while you sang to me, while you sang. Strings are in and out of tune. Real time sound captured in the room. Pop and hiss the needle in the groove. So much I missed the record is the proof. I dreamed I was Lola Beltran, and you were Javier Solis, and we were baila, baila, bailando, while you sang. I dreamed I was Lola Beltran. You were Javier Solis. We were baila, baila, bailando, while you sang to me.
Lovely. I Dreamed I Was Lola Beltran is the song from Carrie Rodriguez. It appears on her forthcoming album called Lola, due on February 19th. And Luke Jacobs playing the lap steel, Carrie once again playing that tenor guitar. That is such an American-sounding piece of music, you know. I mean, but cool. Kind of broadening the sense of what we mean by American to include other countries in North America.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So do you see this as a kind of a big change from the other things that you've done up to this point?
It's really, I don't see it as a huge change. I do see it as sort of a broadening, though, a deepening of just revealing more of myself. And singing in Spanish especially, part of the reason why I call the album Lola is there's something about when I sing in Spanish, it's almost like a different person comes out in my voice. And I think of myself a little bit as Lola as I'm singing in Spanish. I have to really go there because it's such an emotional language to sing in,
yeah.
You know? So it just feels like a Carrie record, but maybe a little bit more Carrie than I've shared before.
And it is also a Carrie fan record. I mean, this was crowdsourced, crowdfunded.
It was, John, and this is the first time I've ever crowdfunded. And what I didn't realize is how much it would affect the music in such a positive way. Like when we got to the studio and I'm there recording with my heroes, Bill Frisell's in the room, I've got my dream band and Lee Townsend producing, I was so full of gratitude that it made the music even more special. And then the other part about it was that I was 6.5 months pregnant when I was recording. And that added an extra layer of emotion. You know, I'm sitting there with the headphones and I've got this music kind of pulsing through me and I'm thinking, you know, my baby can feel this, can hear this. Yeah. And I'm dancing around. It was just, it was really special.
And it's credited to, it's Kerry Rodriguez and the Sacred Hearts Band. That's the name of the band.
Yes, the band.
And and the Sacred Hearts Project is the sort of the crowdsourcing part of it. So what does that name mean? I mean, other than being the literal translation of corazón,
right?
As we were talking about before, where does that come from?
Well, I had the image of a Mexican milagro. If you're not familiar with what they are, they're the little tin, pressed tin. They can be a sacred heart. They can be body parts. And you know, like if you have someone who's about to have surgery on their foot, you might give them a foot milagro and they can sort of pray to that. And it's, you know, to hope for good health.
It literally means miracle.
It does mean miracle. So yeah. I had the image of a sacred heart milagro from the beginning as just like sort of the visual behind all of this music. And it's, you know, it is so sacred to me, and especially being, you know, part of my family and my history. And so, yeah, I love calling the band the Sacred Hearts, too.
Yeah. But when it comes time to take the band out on the road, is it basically just the two of you, you and Luke?
It's kind of a, it's revolving door right now. I mean, Luke and I have toured as a duo for most of the past 5 years.
Yeah, but now you're going to be touring as mom and dad with, you know, that changes
Cruz,
things.
Her son and grandma. One of the fun things about doing duo shows is that you've got to take music that you recorded with five people and find a way for it to work and be just as powerful. And sometimes it's even more powerful, you know, when you start stripping it down.
Well, in this next song, Carrie, we finally get to hear you with the fiddle. And this song is called Z. I do want to mention that, you know, the album is like a lot of your original songs, but then covers of some of these old rancheras as well. This song, Z, there's a little, perhaps a little acerbic quality that comes around in the chorus here. What's going on in this song?
Okay, well, you know, when you're starting out, the first time you pull up to a gig and your name is on the marquee, it's a great feeling. It's really exciting. But when you pull up to the gig and your last name is misspelled, it's a drag, you know? I mean, I've seen Rodriguez with Q's and S's and they leave out the U and okay, whatever. I mean, I don't take it too personally. But so I was thinking a lot about being a Mexican-American fiddle player. I mean, there really aren't too many of us out there.
Yeah.
And especially with country music, I'm shocked that there hasn't been a Latina country singer yet. You know, the country music on the radio is like the biggest radio format out there right now, right?
Because country people still buy records.
They buy and it's on the radio. There aren't any Latinos singing country music. Hardly any.
Yeah.
It's bizarre because our country, I mean, if you look at the demographics, you would think. So yeah, it's a little jab in there.
Okay.
In there.
I like it. Let's hear the song. It's called Z. Once again, Carrie Rodriguez singing, playing the fiddle. Luke Jacobs on guitar this time, acoustic guitar, live here in the Soundcheck studio.
I played a mean fiddle, been breaking it down ever since I was little. Opera and Pearl Man, honky tonk, violin. Mama took me out so I could take it all in. Abuelita told me never meet them in the middle. It's better when you're older if you don't learn to settle. Doors are gonna open if you want them to. You might have to knock them down.
you can just sing him the song. Hi, mi, ah. Tell country music where to put the Z. Spectator, fiddle in my hand, don't ask me what I play. I play for DJs, presidents, single moms, immigrants, dodge a few bullets along the way. Solo, duet, quartet, quinceañera, Merle meets Chente with a little mascara. 14,000 miles in a month and a half. Setting the road on fire. Now everybody's gonna spell your name right, honey. Might get it wrong on the grand marquee, but you can just sing them the song. Ehi-mi-ya. Tell country music where to put.
That's called Z, Carrie Rodriguez, and a song from her forthcoming album, Lola, played live by Carrie and Luke Jacobs here in the Soundcheck studio. And guys, this has been a lot of fun. Congratulations on the record, and even more congratulations on the new edition. Of course, he'll probably grow up to disappoint you by becoming a doctor or an engineer or something.
No, he hates the violin, actually. It makes him
cry. You already know that.
Oh, yeah, I pull it out, and he gets a little frown and starts crying.
Well, you know, that's part of a kid's job.
Yeah.
Wonderful to have you guys here with us in the studio today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get instant updates from Soundcheck anytime by following us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll tell you when you can listen to live performances happening in our studio, when we've got new interviews up for you to hear, and when we post new videos online. We're on Twitter at Soundcheck and on Facebook at facebook.com/WNYC Soundcheck.